531. PMN News at 6. Kia ora nā, I'm Atitahi Pōtaka News. A new program launched last week aimed at supporting senior Pacific entrepreneurs into business is hoped to be the benefits for the mentors as well. The program will cover issues like business finance, accounting and strategic planning. Akere Maresala Thompson, who will facilitate the program in Pukekohe, says it will be a good opportunity for entrepreneurs and mentors to learn from each other.
There are a range of things, so it's not just the learnings that they all get from us as entrepreneurs, it's also the learnings that we get from them that we can feed back into decision makers so that we have a better understanding of the market, specifically the market for our Pasifika people.
New Zealand's Foreign Affairs Minister left for Vanuatu this morning, close to a month after successive tropical cyclones thrashed the country. Nanaia Mahuta will sign a partnership agreement with her Vanuatu counterpart and meet with the country's Prime Minister and President. Mahuta will also attend the opening of a mental health facility, a project funded by Aotearoa and where the Pasifika Medical Association will be based. Health New Zealand has announced the establishment of the National Pacific Health Senate, designed to advocate for Pacific people around the decision-making table. Mina Amso has more.
The new National Pacific Health Senate is a group of 12 Pacific clinicians chaired by Sir Colin Tukuitonga, which will provide objective strategic advice to Health New Zealand, the new entity that replaced District Health Board system last year. The National Director of Pacific Health, Margarita Putasi, says the Senate will provide the sector with timely, high-quality advice on Pacific health priorities that will achieve more equitable health outcomes for Pacific peoples.
The Fijian government has announced it will repeal the controversial 2010 Media Industry Development Act. Prime Minister Sitiveni Rambuka said that Cabinet has approved the tabling of a bill to repeal the act as a whole. He said media freedom and freedom of expression is the oxygen of democracy, adding that he is proud to make this announcement, which was key to his electoral platform last year. 52 organisations have joined the call for pay transparency and the scrapping of pay inequity. Equal Employment Opportunities Commissioner Sau Noa Mali'i Dr. Karanina Sumeo says it's not right that so many Māori and Pacific children live in poverty. And she is calling on government to have pay transparency legislated so all workers have the right to wages they're entitled to.
We must have pay transparency. How do we know that we're making progress? That's the whole point of the campaign. It's don't wait any longer. We've known what the problems are. What are you waiting for? And it's not right that our families are still struggling, that our children are still living in hardship and poverty in a first world country.
To sports, Moana Pasifika have named their squad to take on the Highlanders in search for their first win of the season. Moana will be without star fly half Christian Lealii Whanau, who is out with a neck injury. The team will, however, welcome back winger Timothy Tavatavanawai and inside centre Danny Toala, who will strengthen Moana's back line. The game will kick off at 7:05 p.m. at Mount Smart Stadium this Friday. A Pacific NFL scout is praising the talent pool for American football amongst Māori and Pacific communities. The National Football League is watched by millions worldwide, and the presence of Pacific players is getting more recognised. NFL International Player Pathway scout Jason Vaka says for Pacific players, such a sport is second nature.
With our Pacific and Māori athletes here in our community, we've built for the sport. Some of the successful stories is obviously Jordan Mailata from Sydney, and Valentine Holmes went through to the Jets and however came back through to play NRL. So that's the success story. So there is a definitely pathways for our athletes here in New Zealand and Australia.
The All Blacks have announced that Sevu Reese will miss the 2023 World Cup. The Crusaders winger suffered a serious knee injury against the Blues a few weeks ago, and now he requires surgery. Reese will undergo an ASL operation in the next coming weeks. That's PMN News at 6 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.